Did you see any things today that make you say it's not moving in the right direction?
Well, you know, the execution, I mean, there's some plays you look at defensively. We gave up some explosive plays. Special teams is when you go against a very talented unit like they have on special teams, you got to be on your game. They gave us a couple different looks, and we just didn't execute as well as we needed to. Good decisions. I thought he made very good decisions. I haven't seen his overall stats, but I felt like just the decisions he made and, you know, great throw on third down for a touchdown, you know, just executed just how we had hoped as far as putting the game plan together. Again, with high emphasis of taking care of the ball.
Guys, you win the turnover battle. You stop them on the goal line twice with a goal line stand and a fumble, and yet somehow you come up on the short end of it. You just at any point throw your hands up in the air?
Well, it's, you know, it's special teams. I did think special teams was a big part of it because of the field position and the penalties that we had, whether it was a blocked punt, partially blocked punt, roughing the punter, you know, penalties that changed the field position, you know, not coverage units. So that was an aspect that we usually can count on them. I know the return teams haven't been up to par like we'd hoped, or I mean the coverage teams, but and we knew this was a big challenge, and we put it on the table for everybody to know, hey, we need a big-time game on the special teams, and we just didn't meet that challenge as well as we'd hoped.
What was the key with your goal line stands?
Well, goal line is such a mentality. When, you know, we always talk to our players about give us an inch and we'll protect it. And so it'll be great examples to talk about that with our players, that no matter how close they get, you have to have that mentality and really believe something good's going to happen, and they did.
Couple of long passes. Did you see them on tape taking more of those shots lately?
Well, we knew that they had a controlled passing game, but they did take shots. We brought some different pressures. They hit us on a pressure that we installed this week. We thought we could, you know, get a little bit more heat on the quarterback, and they had a go route on Prince. But, you know, overall, you know, I thought we played pretty well defensively, other than the stops at the end again. We need to get stops. You know, when we got the lead, I think they got, what, two touchdowns in the fourth quarter? One right when the fourth quarter started, I believe, and then another one. You know, in that fourth quarter, we need to, you know, when we got the lead, remember I talked to you about dictating the outcome of the game. And that's why I say it's a shared responsibility.
Is that – You take your first lead, and then they come right back and score a touchdown. Is that sort of where this team is at right now? It doesn't know how to keep that momentum.
Well, it you know, you got to make your own momentum. You know, create your own. I think that with big plays, when you have opportunities to get the lead, it's a 60-minute game. So I don't know if you look at it and go, okay, now we got a lead. Now, you know, you just got to play and play. You know, like you're behind all the time. And I think that mentality. But you know, we're just still. It's like you're plugging your finger in a hole again. You know, it's penalties now. You know, we got to take care of penalties. Where that was an issue before, I thought we cleaned that up. They showed up again today, and taking care of the ball, you know, I thought we were pretty good.
A-Rob, just one catch, three targets. Is it surprising he wasn't more involved today?
No, they got a good secondary. That's a very talented defense, very talented defense. So sometimes you know, you got to take what they give you.
And then Marquise made a couple of great catches. Are you just seeing – do you see him take another step each week?
Well, you know, they're all competing, but he's really standing out. I think his efforts you know, I don't want to single him out like he's a guy only playing with effort, but he is. He's just I like where he's at right now. I think he's playing with a great competitive spirit. And, you know, he's competing in his route running. And he's competing in catching. He's competing in blocking.
Bradford made a couple plays with his feet and certainly extended some plays in the pocket. That's something you've seen from him a lot, or is it?
No, not too much. I think that when we pressure, you know, sometimes a linebacker might have a two-way go, and we didn't win enough of those two-way goes. You know, with blocker, you know, when a running back comes up and blocks a linebacker, you know, we got to keep challenging our guys to win those one-on-ones. You know, just like a D lineman, if you get a one-on-one, you got to win some of those.
Hey, kind of was the workhorse for the first time since he got injured. Anything good?
Well, he was closer. I don't know if he was 100% again today, but closer enough to where his reps, you know, were going to be increased with Denard out and with Chris Ivory out. So I thought he played, you know, real good effort based on what I saw during the game.
I ask you this just about every week. How do you think you'll respond now at 2-11? Do you think it gets tougher for them to bounce back and respond with each loss?
Oh, it's tough, man. It is. I'm not gonna lie about that. I mean, you know, it's sometimes you know, it challenges your inner strength a lot. And I think that you know, I don't know. It's tough. It's tough. I feel for all those guys in the locker room to come out. Do I think they'll come out and play with great effort? Without a doubt, that without a doubt. It'll hurt tomorrow. It'll hurt Tuesday. It'll hurt Wednesday. And they start getting out of it a little bit late afternoon Wednesday. And then they'll go on, they're professionals, and they'll compete their tails off. But, you know, I compliment them, man. That what we're going through right now and how it's challenging their character, it's tough. But, you know, I know I appreciate them.
You just pretty much run out of things that you could tell them at this point?
No, I never run out of things. There's always things to talk to them about. And, you know, this game teaches you so much. And I do believe that this will bring us to greater places, you know, but it's just challenging.
Gus, how do you deal with it personally? We're going on 2 months of losing straight now, and how do you get up for
it? Right. Well, I think, you know, the advantage that I have going through this is I'm with them. You know, so I'm with these guys every day, and I see them. So there is no doubt I feed off of them. Without a doubt, I feed off of them.
What's the deal with the lack of explosive plays? Why can't this offense get played? I mean, they were giving them a pretty decent bunch last year. This year it's not happening.
Well, I think it's run and pass. We need them. And, you know, it starts off, I thought that, you know, right away they got some pressure on us. I thought Nathaniel and Doug and John Benn did a nice job as far as changing up some things to kind of slow that part down. You know, it starts with protection. You got to protect so you can have a chance to throw, you know, shots downfield. And I think for the most part we've done a pretty good job with our protection. But, you know, we just got to keep improving so we can take even more shots.
I don't know how many explosives we had today. We'll take a look at that, but I know Marquise had, you know, a couple.